Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hi, so today we're going to be reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're going to read about Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic dancing at Rath Yatra. Are we going to say something first about Gopal Bhatta Goswami, or just not coming? I'll just wait till the end then. All right, we're going to begin in chapter 12, finish up in the Gundicha temple pastime. There's verses that we're going to start. We'll start on, 202, I think it is? 204, verse 204, page 103 in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Text 204. We'll just read English as we have been, so that we can get the full grasp of the story. The next day marked the performance of the festival of Netrotsava. This great festival was the life and the soul of the devotees. Purport. After the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath during the fortnight before the Rath Yatra ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath, having been washed, needs repainting. This is known as Anga Raga. The Netrotsava festival, performed gorgeously in the early morning of the Navayovana day, constitutes the life and soul of the devotees. Text 205. Everyone was unhappy for a fortnight because they could not see the deity of Lord Jagannath. Upon seeing the Lord at the festival, the devotees were very happy. On this occasion, greatly happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the devotees with him and visited the Lord in the temple. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple, Kashishvar walked in front, checking the crowds of people, and Govinda walked in the rear, bringing the sannyasi's pitcher filled with water. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward the temple, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati walked in front of him, and at his two sides walked Swarup Damodar and Advaita Acharya. With great eagerness, all the other devotees followed them into the temple of Lord Jagannath. Out of great eagerness to see the Lord, they all neglected their regulative principles and, just to see the Lord's face, went to the place where the food was offered. Purport. There are many regulative principles of deity worship. For example, one is not allowed to enter the room where food is offered to Lord Jagannath. But in this case, being very eager because of not having seen the Lord for 15 days, all the people overruled the regulative principles and entered the room. So you can see this is our program here also, our system of deity worship. And the reason you see the curtain there is because there's going to be a bhoga offered to the deities. And you can see that when that offering is done by the pujari, then they exit the room. And no one is allowed to enter that room while Krishna eats. We don't close the doors here just for the convenience of having darshan. So normally, the room would be closed, like on Raj Bhog, when we offer Raj Bhog in the afternoon. They close the doors most of the time, and no one is allowed to enter at that time. And then at a certain point, after a certain amount of time, then the pujari comes in. He announces the entrance when he's coming in by ringing some bells or knocking on the door, and letting Krishna know that now I'm coming to take your plate. And they go in and then take Krishna's plate. They offer him certain kinds of mouthwash and chewing spices and things of that nature. And very important because it kind of shows the personal side of worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can see that other religions, they don't have ceremonies like this at all. I was raised a Catholic. At most, they have a statue of Mary and maybe even Jesus. But they don't know what to do. There's no personal exchange. They have no idea. And although the Lord doesn't need to eat, it's not like Krishna's hungry. The purpose of that activity is to engage us to understand that Krishna is a person. And in doing so, we perform these activities in order for our benefit. And Krishna is very kindly accepting all this service and even the foodstuffs, because we know we cannot exist without eating or drinking. We'll die. This body will not be able to maintain. So this is a perfect system in a very personal, loving exchange between the devotee and the Lord in this process of eating, cooking and eating. And we should never take it mechanical. This is the real portion of this service. It's extremely important. And that we shouldn't become mechanical. This is about love and devotion, not just mechanical. We shouldn't just come in and just know, and then just throw it on. It's like if you love someone and you want to cook for them, you want it to be the best. You want it to be the most luscious, gorgeous, beautiful prasadam that you can offer to the person that you love. And you give it to them because you want to make them happy. You want to totally satisfy them. And because out of love, you're doing it. We've said this many times. It's like if a man is sick, he can be nursed back to health by the loving cooking of the man's wife. Out of love, she cooks for him to heal him, to nurture him, to get him back to health. And this is just more or less a mundane example, but it rings very true. So when we do this activity of offering prasadam or bhoga to the deity, we shouldn't be mechanical. When we're in the kitchen, we shouldn't be mechanical. It's not just that you're, you know, disturbed. You know, like sometimes there have been in the past some situations where someone has had to maybe cook an offering for the deities. And so you can go in there and they're banging the pots. They're really agitated. You know, God, I can't believe I've been asked to do this. You know, I've been asked to surrender to Krishna, to cook for Krishna. Don't they know I can be doing better things right now? I was just going to go on my walk, or I was going to take my nap, or I was going to do this or do that. And instead, what do they do to me? They force me to come in here and I got to cook for Krishna. What a bummer. And you can see this kind of mentality is very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. It's not personal. It's not loving. And practically speaking, what we're going to cook in that mentality is poison. It's practically poison. Can you imagine a wife cooking like that for her sick husband? You know, she's lying on his bed, practically dying. And she's in the kitchen banging pots and saying, what do I got to cook for this old geezer for? He's useless anyway. What am I doing this for? I should just get someone to cook him. Maybe I should just go out to the store and just buy him something. And this is a crazy mentality. Very important section, how to understand this. It's a regulative principle that when you offer this bhog to the deity, it should be out of love and devotion. So you have a cook cooking it with devotion and love. Then the pujari comes and picks up these plates and with real love and putting him on the altar with the real love. My dear Lord, Shishi Rukmini Dakaris, please accept this beautiful plate. Puts it down for them. Puts a pillow on the ground so they can sit on a pillow together. You know? on a nice little platform, and they sit and take prasad. So this is really loving exchange. And I think sometimes we forget this point very much. And when we forget this point, we should see that Krishna only accepts bhoga, not because you put it down or you threw it together. He only accepts when we do it out of love and devotion. And that is the key the ingredient. It's love and devotion. It's not that you went out and got some the best vegetables, organic, you know, whatever, and you put it before Krishna. But if there's no love in that, what is the benefit of it? What is the real use of it? Yes, Krishna will accept it, but really, he's very satisfied and pleased when we do it out of bhakti, out of devotion, love. Well, this is a very important point here. So we'll continue, 2:11. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thirsty to see the Lord, and his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus-like eyes of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. The eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers, and his neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphires. Purport. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu usually saw Lord Jagannath from a distance, standing behind a column of Garuda. But because he had not seen Lord Jagannath for 15 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great separation from him. In great eagerness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the meeting hall and entered the room where food was offered, just to see the face of Lord Jagannath. In verse 2:10, this action is called Maryada Langana, a violation of the regulative principles. This indicates that one should not come very near a superior. Both the Lord's deity form and the spiritual master should be seen from a distant place. This is called Maryada. Otherwise, as it is said, familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes coming too near the deity or the spiritual master degrades the neophyte devotee. Personal servants of the deity and the spiritual master should therefore always be very careful, for negligence may overcome them in their duty. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes have been compared to thirsty bumblebees, and Sri Jagannath's eyes have been compared to blossoming lotus flowers. The author has made these comparisons in order to describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while the Lord was deeply absorbed in ecstatic love for Lord Jagannath. So Srila Prabhupada gives us an appropriate warning that we shouldn't become too familiar with our spiritual master or the deity. We shouldn't think that we can joke and say crazy things in front of the deity even. Sometimes devotees, they speak about their daily activity in front of the deity while they're actually addressing him, or they're in the deity room. They're very inappropriate, very offensive. And we see from that means that we're developing familiarity. And we should never, because we're the servants. We're the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And we should never forget that. So here Prabhupada's giving us a very stern warning not to become too familiar with the guru or with the deity. Text 2:13. The chin of the Lord, tinged with bluff color, conquered the beauty of the banduli flower. This increased the beauty of his mild smiling, which was like lustrous waves of nectar. The luster of his beautiful face increased at every moment, and the eyes of hundreds and thousands of devotees drank its honey like bumblebees. As their eyes began to drink the nectarian honey of his lotus face, their thirst increased. Thus their eyes did not leave him. Purport. In the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has described the beauty of the Lord in this way. Asammanordva madhurya tarangam rita varidhi. Jangama stava rolasi rupo gopendra nandana. The beauty of the son of Maharaj Nanda is incomparable. Nothing is higher than his beauty, and nothing can equal it. His beauty is like waves in an ocean of nectar. This beauty is attractive both for moving and for non-moving objects. End of quote. Similarly, in the Tantra Shastra, there's another description of the Lord's beauty. Gandharpa Kotyar Buddha Rupasoba Nirajya Padabja Nakanchalasya Kutapyadrishta Shruta Rumya Kantir Dhyanam Param Nanda Sutasya Vaksye. Very difficult to see here. I shall relate the supreme meditation upon Lord Shri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The tips of the toes of his lotus feet reflect the beauty of the bodies of unlimited millions of cupids, and his bodily luster has never been seen or heard of anywhere. End of quote. One may also consult Srimad Bhagavatam 10.29.14 in this connection. Text 2.16. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees enjoyed transcendental bliss upon seeing the face of Jagannath. This continued to midday. As usual, there were transcendental blissful symptoms in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. He perspired and trembled, and a constant flow of tears fell from his eyes. But the Lord checked these tears so they would not disturb his seeing the face of the Lord. Their looking at the face of Lord Jagannath was interrupted only when he was offered food. Afterwards, they would again look upon his face. When the food was being offered to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan. Feeling such great pleasure upon seeing the face of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot everything. The devotees, however, took him to his lunch at noontime. Knowing that the car festival would take place in the morning, all the servants of Lord Jagannath were doubling their offerings of food. I have briefly described the pastimes of the Lord in washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple. By seeing or hearing these pastimes, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Majalila, chapter 12, describing the washing and cleansing of the Gundicha temple. So, we just wanted to do that as a preface to the dancing of Lord Chaitanya at the Rath Yatra Kart Festival. So, read the chapter summary very quickly. A summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya as follows. After bathing early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, get aboard their three cars. This function is called Pandu Vijay. At that time, King Prataparudra took a broom with a golden handle and began to cleanse the road. Lord Jagannath took permission from the goddess of fortune and then started in the car for the Gundicha temple. The road to the temple led along a broad, sandy beach, and on both sides of the road were residential quarters, houses, and gardens. Along that road, the servants called godas began to pull the cars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his Sankirtan party into seven divisions. With two mrdangas in each division, there were altogether 14 mrdangas. While performing kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged their feelings very blissfully. When the cars reached the place known as Balagundi, the devotees offered the deities simple food. At this time, in a nearby garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees took a brief rest from the dancing. Text 1. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra Festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. Jai. So, this is very nice. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijay. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. King Prataparuda in person, as well as in his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Does this appear that no one else but a few people would see this?
Yeah. Only a few devotees
would be able to see this. Huh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rath Yatra. The very strongly built Daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport. The word Daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Daitas. These servants do not come from high caste families like Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they are known as Daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snana Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath cart. In the Chaitra Mahatmya, these Daitas are said to come from the Sabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the Daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. Those Daitas coming from the Brahmana families are called Daitapatis, or leaders of the Daitas. The Daitapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snana Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever and that the Daitapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Sabaras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Sabaras, all these Sabara devotees were elevated to the position of Daitas. Text 9. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the Daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the Daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the Daitas. While the Daitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? The Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, Manima, Manima, but he could not be heard. Purport. The word Manima is used to address a respectable person in Orissa. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya in this way. Text 15. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparuda personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engage in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Atapite deva padambuja davya prashada lasanu grihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pi chiram vichinvan. A devotee who has received even a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Parudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami. This came from Majjha 19, text 151. Brahmanda brahmite kona bhagyavan jiva. Guru Krishna prasade paya bhakti lata bija. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru, and by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. I think it would be very appropriate to make a statement here that this explains the science of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes you may think that the temple president or the temple commander or someone or a department head may ask you to do something. And you may think in your mind, well, why is he telling me what to do? Here and within this purport is described here that the service of devotion to Krishna is given to us by the Guru. So we should see that the different authorities in ISKCON are representatives of the Guru. So when you get service or you're asked to do service, this is not just from that immediate person, but it comes from the spiritual master all the way from Krishna. So this is what's called the mercy of Krishna and Guru. When you're requested or given service, this is not ordinary. It's actually extraordinary. And it's mercy from the Supreme Lord. And here's described how this is acquired. So, even if that person that may be requesting and offering you some devotional service may not be a pure devotee of the Lord, regardless, this is coming from the spiritual master. Now, I don't mean anything unbonafide. I mean bona fide service. Bona fide service is sweeping the floor. As we see here, King Pachaparudra, a king, he did a very menial act of sweeping in front of the wrath carts. And that's what made him eligible to come in contact with Krishna, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That menial act. So we should see that if we're asked to do some menial service, this is our eligibility to be able to come in contact with Krishna. It's not that we're being, an outcast. Oh, I got to sweep the temple room floor. Or I got to sweep the kitchen where bhoga is being made in love and devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have to clean the floor. Well, if we see it in those terms, then we might not be able to get the mercy of Krishna and Guru. As we see here, the king, although a very exalted person, the most exalted within his domain, performed the most menial service, and that was his only qualification. So we may think we're very qualified. We may think we know 150 verses in Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita or the Srimad Bhagavatam. We may think that we've been a devotee for 30, 40 years. Or we may think that I have a superior education. So we can think all we want to think. But unless we get the mercy of Krishna and Guru that comes down through his representatives, we're nothing. It means nothing. That is no qualification whatsoever, as we're seeing here. Because the king was probably very educated. He was very powerful. He was extremely rich, aristocratic. And I don't know, anybody here extremely rich? Please raise your hand. I'd like to talk to you. I would like to have a private conversation with you. Is anybody here aristocratic? Okay. Anybody here superior educated? Yeah, so we don't have to worry about that. We're all just simple people in the temple here. And because we're very simple, we should try to surrender to Krishna through the representative of the Guru. This also means the GBC, by the way, when I'm saying this. I mean, the authority structure in ISKCON is the GBC. And then, of course, you have your spiritual master, and then there's temples, temple presidents, department heads, temple commander. This is Prabhupada's system, by the way. This isn't something that someone thought up. If you're just coming here to the temple, if you think that this is something that I set up with a group of devotees here and that you have to follow those rules and regulations, please let me tell you what it really is. This is Srila Prabhupada's movement. It's his structure. It's his management. He's the one that set it up. We're simply trying to follow it. We're not trying to add to it or subtract. We're simply trying to execute what Srila Prabhupada set down. And we're trying to keep it going, although physically Prabhupada's not here. This is his structure. And when we're not here, we're hoping that structure will go on by those of you that are here, that you'll remember that this is Prabhupada's structure. Text 19. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath cart. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was high as Mount Sumeru. This is a very nice purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rath Yatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London Daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front-page photo caption, quote, ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square, end of quote. The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance, just as the residents of Puri compared the Rath car to Mount Sumeru. The residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. This pleased, the reason Prabhupada wrote this, he was very ecstatic to see this. Text 20, the decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastimes of the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Purport, the 15-day period of Anavasara is also called Nibrita, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Text 24. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. Nice purport here. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, Bhattisaranta Sarasvati Thakur comments that an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Svakiya and Parakiya. The Lord's conjugal love in the Svakiya Ras relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwarka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called Parakiya Ras. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in Svakiya Ras, and he goes to Vrindavan, where he enjoys the Parakiya Ras. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parakiya Ras is superior to his pleasure in Svakiya Ras. In the material world, Parakiya Ras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The Parakiya Ras of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The Parakiya Ras in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish gold from iron, one who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from the material activities. Text 25. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as godas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and, with his own hand, decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarup Damodar and Srinivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers, comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional eight persons. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Virkeshwar Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given five assistants to respond to his chanting. The five who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govinda Dat, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srinivas Thakur and as the chief man, purport. In the first group, Damodar Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govinda Dat, Raghava Pandit, and Govindananda. Sri Advaita Acharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. Wow. Text 39. The five singers who responded to the singing of Srinivas Thakur were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Subhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually choreographed how everything went on. It wasn't that we just came there and everybody started doing their own thing, but it was very much choreographed. And we should take note of this. We always try to do this Rathyatra, but we never are able to accomplish it. And even when we're on our Harinam, I think we should be very concerned about choreographing our Harinam. That maybe we shouldn't just get into a little circle ourselves and forget about all the conditioned souls and jump up and down in ecstasy and we put our backs to all the people. Maybe we should consider how to choreograph our activities where we're looking at the people all the time and really exchanging with them the holy name and looking at their faces and giving them Krishna and the name of Krishna and not turning our back to them. This is probably a good idea to think about something like that. Another two persons, Srikanta and Vallabha Sena, joined as responsive singers in this group. The senior Haridas Thakur was the dancer. In the third group, in the third group, Mukunda was appointed the chief singer. This party was composed of Vasudev, Gopinath, Murari, Srikanta, and Vallabha Sen. The senior Haridas, or the Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. So even down to Lord Chaitanya choreographing who should be the main dancer. That's incredible how it was so organized. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Rukreshwar Pandit was the dancer. You know, I'm not even going to get near what I was supposed to do. So maybe we should just continue this reading from this point, because the dancing, the ecstatic dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incredible. We should definitely hear about this. So I'm sorry that I was so slow today, but maybe we should continue from this point on tomorrow. Is that okay? I think it's very important. I should read something about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We have something here that Archana Prabhu has given me. This is about Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the son of Vyankata Bhatta, a Sri Vaishnava Brahmana, appeared in Sri Rangam, South India. Lord Chaitanya once stayed 4 months in his home and converted the family to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. A mere boy at this time, Gopal personally served the Lord. Sri Chaitanya treated him affectionately, giving him remnants and blessings to become an acharya. During his 4 month stay, Lord Chaitanya developed a close friendship with Venkata Bhatta, which Krishna Das Kaviraj describes as Sakya Ras. Freely conversing with each other, they would often laugh and joke together. One day, in a humorous mood, Lord Chaitanya asked Venkata, why does your worshipful goddess of fortune, Sri Lakshmi Devi, abandon the happiness of Vaikuntha and her service to her Lord Narayana? Why does she go to Vrindavan and perform severe austerities to attain the association of my Lord Gopal, the cowherd boy of Vraja? I can't understand these mysteries, says Venkata. But you, being the Supreme Personality of God Himself, can surely enlighten me. Lord Krishna has one unique quality, said Lord Gauranga. He attracts the hearts of everyone with his personal conjugal love, Madhurya. Lord Narayana only has 60 transcendental qualities, but Sri Krishna has 64. And all of them are saturated with his unique quality of Madhurya, honey sweetness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, attracts the mind of Lakshmi Devi, but Lord Narayana can never attract the minds of the Vraja gopis. In Vraja Leela, Krishna, disguised as Lord Narayana, once appeared before the gopis who were searching for Krishna. Seeing Lord Narayana, the gopis said, O Lord Narayana, pranams. Where did Krishna go? Did you see? By following the gopis who spontaneously love Krishna without awareness of his godhood, one can attain Krishna. The Shrutis worship Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis. Following in their footsteps, they receive gopis' bodies to join Krishna in the rasa dance. Lakshmi, however, wanted to enjoy Krishna but retain her spiritual form as Lakshmi Devi. Without following the gopis' footsteps, no one can attain Krishna. After receiving initiation from Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati, Gopal Bhatta came to Vrindavan and became a dear friend of Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. He did bhajan in Vrindavan for 45 years, mostly at Radhakund. On pilgrimage, he obtained 12 Shalagram Shilas. Later, the Damodar Shila manifested himself as the beautiful Radha Raman deity. Since 1542, Radha Ramanaji has been worshipped with pure devotion following precise Shastric rituals. Lord Chaitanya ordered Gopala Bhatta to write a book to check the spread of pseudo-loving rasas and negligence to Vaidhi Bhakti. In cooperation with Sri Sanatana Goswami, he compiled the Hari Bhakti Vilas. The authorized book explained the ritual and devotional practices of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He also wrote Satkriya Deepika and the outline for Sri Jiva Goswami's Sad Sandarbhas. He eternally serves Srimati Radharani as one of her Asta Manjaris, Guna Manjari. His samadhi is within Radha Ramanaji's temple compound behind the appearance place of the deity. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami initiated Gopinath Apajari Goswami, a lifelong brahmachari who served Radha Ramanji for his whole life. Gopal Bhatta Goswami initiated Srinivasacharya and many other stalwart Vaishnavas. Gopal Bhatta Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Haribol.